Apparently the mayor is tied up today. We're going to get started, and I'm going to go right into the investment report.
Good morning, everybody. Can they, you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Leanne, if you want to put up the report itself, I'd appreciate it. Or you could allow me to share my screen. It's up to you.
I got it. Give me 1 second. The performance report?
Yep. I think you can go to 100 and fit it.
Okay.
At least I can, we'll see. Oh, my bad. You can go back. Good, perfect. Okay, so good morning, everybody. This is the February numbers. Obviously, we're far into March, and March has been a little bit more of a challenge. So very good news on this report. As you can see, the fund north of $360 million. If you look at the returns, anywhere from the 6 month on return, we are over our allocation index. You can see the numbers are quite impressive. The fiscal year to date number, which again is from 7-1 of last year, where we start our year, 22% 1 year. And then you got your 2 year number at 14.85, which is a compounded annual number. So you don't see these numbers very often in a given 15, 20 year period within a pension fund. In fact, if you look at the Hooker and Holcomb report, they're probably maybe 1 or 2 years where we're in the a year that starts with a two. Now, with that said, we've had some volatility. We'll get back to that towards the end of the report. But for now, let's go through the managers. So on the stock side, on the US side, we have Sizer. This is our firm out of Michigan. They have a large allocation of money. We'll be watching that and probably keeping a cap on that. 11% of a portfolio is a lot. We're going to knock that back down probably to 10 or lower. But they've done a heck of a job. You can see they're 1 month, 6 month, 9 month, all the way across the board, even to the 2 year number of 23%. So they're a large cap core manager. Everything on the large side has done well, especially last year was growth. And now we have a little bit of a rotation into value. And now everything's getting thrown out the window in March, but we'll get to that. Atlanta's a new manager. They're on the value side. Mostly their core, but mostly value. $10 million we put to them just at a time when the market was looking for a little bit of a pullback. Cook and Beeler is a mid-cap value manager, a legacy manager, again, a large portfolio, and they've done a great job for us in two different mandates. Look across the board on that, 6 month number, 26%, 9 months, 39%. And you're going to see some numbers on this report where we might just print this and put it on the wall and save it, because it's really impressive to have these kind of numbers for what we do. Below that, you have Mutual of America, another mid-cap manager, pretty close to their indice right across the board. Doing what they were hired to do. Below that, we have an index, but that's not accurate. We have to update that. That $1.5 million is in cash. So what happened was that we had put $10 million into an ETF fund, a Vanguard ETF fund, while we were looking to fund Atlanta, which is the second one down. The good news is that we put $10 million in there and it turned into $11.5 million. So instead of giving Atlanta the 11.5, we promised them 10. So we gave them the 10 and we had the extra 1.5 in cash. We'll switch the labeling on that, put it back into the cash account and remove that account from the report for next month. So our apologies on that. Clearbridge on the small cap growth side. Just look over to the 1 year number, 62%. Phenomenal. They've done a really good job for us over the years and a stellar performer for us. Cook and Beeler, again, they do two different portfolios across the board. Fantastic numbers, 2 years, 17%. Channing, again, 56% fiscal year to date and outperforming their bogey over 1 year and 2 years. Aristotle, some of those numbers are a little bit dated on the Aristotle as far as the new numbers. We'll get that updated. But if you look at the ones that that count for our reporting, fiscal 25 and 1 year 27, about 400 basis points over their index and on the inception number, really phenomenal back before the growth really started hitting. Then go back down one more page. We'll get into some international and fixed income. Okay, so we have WCM, one of our managers out of California, Laguna Beach. Fantastic. They've done a great job over the years. Really great hire for us back in 15. If you look at their 1 and 2 year numbers, almost double, if not triple, what they were hired to do. So very good alpha there, outperforming their index, good stock pickers, bottom up, all over the world. And so again, great performance. Lazard is more of a plain vanilla international manager. They also have emerging markets, so they lag a little bit on the total performance versus pure international, but doing a good job. We're going to look at them, you know, going forward because they've done a good job, but versus their indices, they're average right now. So I'll talk to my contact there, Tom Francis, and we'll get an update on that. And if it continues, then we'll have him come in and talk to us either through Zoom or in person down the road. So for bonds, our fixed income portfolios, there's a easy story to this. Back when, you know, things were going down with COVID, the 10-year bond was going straight down in yields. And so when that happens, bond managers outperform. If you look at that, we've gone from roughly 50 basis points up to 1.61% as of this morning on the 10-year. So it's an inverse relationship. When rates go up, bond managers tend to suffer. They have bonds that they bought 2 years ago or a year ago at very, very low rates. And now that rates are triple that, no one really wants to own that bond that they bought a year ago. So you're going to see some challenges here. Actually, even worse challenges than this report going into March, because March is really when that move happened. So most of these are pretty straightforward bond managers. The Mutual of America and Cincinnati have a little more exposure to junkier fixed income or lower credit quality fixed income. So when the stock market goes up, they do well, and that's the case. But we'll keep an eye on some of these portfolios as far as, you know, what they own underlying on the corporate side, and hopefully these big tech companies and other companies, their balance sheets continue to get better and not worse. So pretty muted on the fixed income side. But again, and we're going to talk about the investment policy statement going after this report. But there's a reason why we own these. They ballast the ship in tough times, and they did their job back, 9 months to a year ago. Put on to the alternatives. I'm only going to mention a couple of them because most of them are stagnant, and we'll be updating those on a quarterly basis. Alkeon is a liquid monthly marked investment. This is a long short equity fund, so a hedge fund traditionally, and a phenomenal year last year, 60% versus 26, one of the best performing hedge funds we've ever purchased. Almost quadruple the return of what they were hired to do over 2 years, and even about the same for their inception. So we talk to them very often. We own them in a number of different portfolios with clients, and we're very happy with them. With that said, let's go down to page two. We'll talk about some cash that we have and what we're looking to possibly do with it. A couple more, one more page. We have a lot of alternatives. One more page. Also great because they continually distribute money to us. So we build cash in those portfolios and use those for either benefit payments or to do new search and hires. So we do have a decent amount of cash. And like Derek and I have been talking about for the last year, we've been looking for opportunities in a long-term cyclical bull market. We're looking for opportunities of pullbacks. And there are sharp pullbacks within those bull markets. And we're seeing one of those right now. We've had some painful days on the NASDAQ, and it's been bringing down the S&P with it also. So opportunities like this are good. So with those cash numbers that we're looking at, we're going to initiate a search on two different type of investments. One of them is going to be an emerging market manager, a pure emerging market manager, because even though we're not really super favorable on Europe, we're most bullish on the U.S., because of our rollout of vaccines and the way we're doing it. And I think our economy, well, we know our economy is going to be growing GDP-wise double digits going into this year. And the numbers just keep on getting better. I was listening to one of the Federal Reserve past presidents of Texas, and he was talking about their economy just absolutely exploding, double digit type GDP growth within that state. So we're going to see that huge rebound. And actually, Derek's going to do some market commentary and talk about some of the macro stuff. But during these pullbacks, We still believe, again, that the long-term cyclical bull market is there, and we're going to continue to be long stocks in the United States, and we're going to look for some exposure outside of that through EM, and we're going to buy on these pullbacks. So we're going to look for a search on EM, and then we're also looking for something on the fixed income side, maybe in what's called a convertible space, or even something a little bit more complicated on the private side. So for now, I'll turn it over to Derek, and we will come back to you next month with some thoughts on what we're looking to do, and get your opinion on if you want to move forward with that. We will bring some managers in also the following month for some presentations. So if there's any questions on this report, I'm more than happy to talk about this or any other questions you have for me. I'll turn it over to Derek, do a little bit of talking quick on the macro side, and then again, Q&A, and let us know what you need.
Thanks.
Well, the March talk. I won't spend a lot of time here. I just want to highlight a few of the things that have happened over the last.
Derek, your audio is pretty bad.
Yeah. You know, I could, Derek, if you can't hear you, I'll take the. I don't know, your audio was bad. Try one more time, and then I'll jump in.
Can you hear me better now?
Not really. All right. So you still got to listen to me, folks. There's, if you look at the right-hand side, listen, the 12-month numbers are great. You can take a look at pretty much anything you want. Look at the Russell 2000, which is large and mid. It's impressive. Everything on this report is impressive. Again, next report, not so much. But you can see on the bottom right-hand side, a little bit of a reversal, not a little bit, a reversal here of the leaders. You still have communication and tech doing well, but energy last year, no one wanted energy, right? Energy was the worst place to be. Now look at the price of oil. A little bit inflationary, which we're all keeping an eye on. Rising rates could cause that. Also, huge stimulus causes a little bit of inflation. But we're seeing a rotation, which is good. The market has spread out a little bit. Value has come back into favor where it was nowhere to be favored last year. All it was the FANG stocks last year, and that's the only way you can make money. Well, that's, you can begin to rotate. There's reasons for that. There's reasons within tech why when rates go up, it affects future cash flows for technology companies and makes them a little less attractive versus tax-free yields. So, you know, if you look at everything that's in this report, and I know we have other stuff on the agenda today, but there's really four things that are driving this market. And there's goods and bads. The first thing is vaccine rollout, right? We know we all need to get healthy and we all need to get back to work. And back to work doesn't mean we're all going to be sitting at your desk and waiting like me. Back to work could be you're still going to stay home, but you're going to be productive and you're not going to be out of work being sick. So that's the first thing. Secondly, we have a very accommodative Fed. They're going to try as much as they can to keep rates down. It might be difficult, but on the short end of the curve where Chairman Powell talks about, they're going to try to keep rates down low for now, which is good for everyone in the marketplace. And if natural rates continue to go higher, they'll keep an eye on that. It really comes down to inflation. And inflation, like we talked about last month, inflation is good. A little bit of inflation is good for everyone. It's good for stocks. It's good for companies that produce goods and services that they can sell at a higher price. It's not always that great for the consumer, but the consumer could withstand a little bit of inflation with what we've had as far as rates going in the position of right now. What we need to really watch is what happens going forward a year or two from now and what's going to be the case there. And one of the reasons why that's happening is that you have enormous fiscal stimulus putting people money into people's checking accounts, which goes from their checking account into the economy. With that said, you can go to the next page. I don't know if there's a lot more on these reports that we need to go through. It's repetitive, folks. We do this type of report once a month, and not everything changes within 30 days. I think next month will be a little bit more informative for you. But for now, it's a similar story. So we're still bullish. We like the long-term bull market in stocks. We're defensive and short on the curve on fixed income. We're low on our investment policy allocation to fixed income. There's a reason for that. We believe rates will continue to either stay here or go higher. So we're defensive in fixed income. We're still long U.S. equities, our favorite spot. We're diversified throughout the rest of the world. And we have a decent amount of exposure to private markets, which is private equity, private real estate, hedge funds, which again is not necessarily correlating asset to the liquid stuff that we own. So having a third of the portfolio and that type of stuff smooths out the returns because you don't have the big ups and downs on the daily mark. And it produces a lot of cash flow for us. So there's a reason for that too. With cash and with pullbacks, we'll be looking for opportunities to add to the portfolio, either with the existing stuff that we own or be adding new managers in spots that we like.
Can you guys hear me?
You could give it a shot.
I don't know. I just want to add one comment is that the portfolio is very well slated toward value. And that's really paying for itself now. You know, growth has run for all of pretty much last year. That value tilt is now back in favor.
Derek, I'm sorry. You're still broken up. I don't know if anybody else is experiencing that, but I am. So it's difficult to understand you. We all understand the technical difficulties sometimes. With that, I see that Mayor Elker has jumped into the meeting. So, Mayor, I'm going to turn this over to you as the chair. But, Dave, one question for you. Inflation is good for stocks, a little inflation. When is it when inflation is not good for us as a pension fund? When's that?
Inflation is I think it's really the question of how much the consumer can actually withstand. I mean, do you want oil at $120 a barrel? Not necessarily. You want to be paying $5 at the pump. It's helpful for people that create products that they can, you know, they can raise prices on, as long as their supply is there. And we've had supply constraints all over the world now. I don't know if you saw that tanker stuck in the Suez Canal. Not good. That slows down a lot of products and services across the country. You also have a huge chip shortages in throughout the world for cars, for example. GM can't make cars. There's a shortage there. So with the lack of supply, you could also have pricing go up also. So to your question, we keep a close eye on where we are right now in inflation, and we really look at that through fixed income rates. And we believe that 161 in the 10-year is very, very fine for what we're doing. 3% obviously is something that's a little more normal historically, and bumping our head against 3-4% could put a little bit of a break on the economy. So I think we're in a decent spot right now. And what you need to also look at is that, hey, even though 1.6% doesn't seem like much to get money for 10 years, the rest of the world's rates are even worse. I mean, you have negative rates still in a number of countries, or very, very small interest rates in some countries. So what happens is that it's an inverse relationship. When our rates get to the point where they're 1.6, 2, 3, guess what happens? All of that money internationally comes back to our economy by buying our treasuries, because they're still the most attractive place in the world for two reasons: credit quality and interest. So there's a cap on that, in our opinion, that it's not going to go to 4% anytime soon. You're going to bump your head against where we are right now, maybe get to 2%. Maybe gets 2.5, then it's going to get to the point where that risk-free return is too attractive for other nations not to be buying our debt. And so I think there'll be a cap on that. So I think we're in good shape. I think that we're going to have some volatility. Obviously, we always do. We had a heck of a run. But on that volatility, we'll be purchasing, hopefully, at good numbers and continue our allocation going forward and keep a close eye on what you talked about, Trustee Cannon, when it comes to inflation. We'll be talking about that on a monthly basis and getting back to you on that.
Great, thank you. I'll open it up to any other questions from the board members. For Dave, any other questions? Okay, with that, I'm going to turn the meeting back over to Mayor Elker.
Thank you for your business, appreciate it.
Thanks, Trustee Cannon, for holding down the ship. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit late, everyone. I had an interview. Let's move on to item number 2, approval of the minutes. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second, Commissioner Nunez.
So I think I saw Trustee Cousin made the motion and Trustee Nunez made the second there. Trustee Cousin, how do you vote?
Yes.
Trustee Nunez.
Yes.
Trustee Cannon.
Yes.
Trustee Ribeiro.
Yes.
Trustee McDermott.
Yes.
And I am a yes as well. So the minutes pass. Moving on to administrative matters, item three, administrative matters, A, election of the vice president. Do I hear a motion to nominate someone for vice president?
I nominate our current vice president, Pat Gown.
And this is Trustee Cousin. I second the nomination.
So, Trustee Cannon, having been nominated and seconded, are there any other nominations that anyone wishes to make? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Excellent. Are there any discussion on the nomination of Trustee Cannon for Vice President? Okay, all those in favor of Trustee Cannon being Vice President. Trustee Cousin, how do you vote?
Yes.
Trustee Ribera?
Yes.
Trustee Nunez?
Yes.
Trustee McDermott?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon?
Yes, and I'm honored. Thank you.
And I am a yes as well. Congratulations, Trustee Cannon. Good job as Vice President, and I'm glad that you're keeping on with that. Item 3B, annual review of PNF policies, investment policy, bylaws, and code of conduct, et cetera. Do we need a motion here, or is this just an opportunity for us to discuss? Leanna, do you know the answer to that?
Yeah, this is the annual meeting. So this is the meeting where this would be brought up. We don't need to have the actual review or discussion at this meeting, but just, to be brought up if anyone presents anything thinking that we do need to have a further discussion on any of these three.
Okay. Does anybody have any discussion on any of the policies?
Yes, this is Trustee Ribeiro.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to know, are there any changes that are being proposed that should be brought to our attention?
No, what was presented, unless Dave Moran raised his hand in 1 second, but all of the documents that were presented to you are what our current policies are. I have no changes on my end. I'm not sure if Dave has anything to add about the investment policy.
I do. Our investment policy statement, it needs a facelift, and we're going to do that. Derek and I are working on it right now. It should be done within 30 days. There's some information that needs to be updated also. We're going to do a refresher with our institutional consulting group here at the firm to just take a look at our capital markets again and take a little bit of a tweak to our investment policy allocations and benchmarks. But without getting into too much detail, we're going to do a full review of the investment policy statement and report back to you our changes and a copy of that for your approval.
Dave.
Thank you.
Does that answer your question, Trustee Ribeiro?
Yes. So I'm just thinking that I don't remember specifically, but I think that we should probably accept the documents as presented. And then if you're going to come back with a revision for the investment policy, we can take that up at another time.
Yeah.
I don't know if Carolyn Cohn is on. I'm sorry, Attorney Cohn is on to advise if that's correct.
So because Attorney Cohn and I talked, and since there was no specific item for her on the agenda, I chose to save a little bit of money and not have her on the call this morning. We can have her on the call next time. My sense is if the policies exist, we can leave them, and I presume that we could review and change at a future date. But
I think
we could go either way on this, really. Trustee Cannon?
I would like to continue this conversation, possibly table to the next meeting. There are other, we're looking at the investment policy, the bylaws, and the code of conduct. I do recall that the bylaws and code of conduct were brought upon under previous administration. I think that it was done over a period of time. Mr. Sagnella was with us back then, and I think it was under the Harp administration. I believe we need to revisit a lot of the bylaws and the code of conduct policies. So if we could put maybe a motion forward to revisit this with an open mind to looking to make changes where need be.
So why don't we do this? First of all, Dave, if you could give a red line version of what you changed, because oftentimes it's hard for us to know with the investment or with any change in policy, what the specific changes are. If you give us a whole new version, can you give us a red line version?
Yes, sir. There's not going to be tremendous changes, but absolutely. I'll give you the red line on the the existing and just some of the administrative changes as far as some names being changed, and anything else will be probably fairly minor.
Okay, that's great. And then why don't I suggest that we just leave this item on the agenda for next time. And if trustees could spend between this meeting and next meeting some time reviewing the documents and coming up with, ideally in advance, some specific things that you think need exploration or potential change. And then we can, if Leanna, you make a note to have this on the agenda next time as well, then we can discuss at the next meeting.
Okay.
Any other discussion on this item? Okay, let's move on to item 4, age annuity retirement, information only. Note for the record, Jerome Turner, Herb Sharp are retiring. Thank you for your service. Item 5, contribution withdrawals, information only, Ryan Lopez, Leonard Alter. Item 6, age annuity retirement and service-connected disability, Tyrone Deleuze, Omeda Nieves, Armando Vale, Linwood Lockett. Do trustees have any questions on this item? Any questions on this item? Entertain a motion to approve the annuity retirement service connected disability.
Motion, Trustee Cannon.
Trustee Cousin, second.
Thank you. Having been moved and seconded, any additional discussion here?
Hi, this is Leanna Ambersley. I just want to add, I just want to make sure that the trustees looked at all of the reports. And I'm just asking if you're approving all 4 of them.
So the motion is to approve all 4. Is there anything in particular that you think we should be aware of, Leanna?
I'm just not sure if I'm able to say it in open session.
So let's go into executive session.
Okay.
I move to go into executive session to discuss.
Item 6.
Thank you. To discuss item 6, age annuity, retirement, and service-connected disability.
So moved.
Trustee Ribeiro made the motion. Is there a second?
Second, Commissioner Nunez.
Trustee Nunez made a second. Trustee McDermott, how do you vote?
Yes.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Yes.
Trustee Nunez?
Yes.
Trustee Cousin?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon?
Yes.
And I'm a yes. So let's move into executive session. Okay, everyone's, looks like everyone's back. There is a motion on the table to approve all.
Excuse me. Okay, there you go. I was looking for Vice Chair Cannon. He just came back in.
Thank you. There's a motion on the table to approve all 4 names. And I don't recall who made that motion, who seconded it. Do we recall that?
It was Trustee Cannon and Trustee Cousin.
So if we want to reconsider the person that made the motion and the person that made the second can choose to withdraw their motion and second. Trustee Cannon, you're on mute.
Withdraw my motion.
So I'm sorry. If Pastor Cousins made the motion, he has to withdraw it.
No, I didn't. I mean, I just did the second.
Okay. All right.
But I believe both the person that made the motion and the second need to withdraw. So Pastor Cousin, Trustee Cannon said he would withdraw the motion. Pastor Cousin, do you withdraw your second?
I will withdraw, but just for parliamentary procedure, if the motion is already rescinded, does the person still need to withdraw their second, given that there is no motion to be made?
I believe so.
Okay.
We can double check, but better safe than sorry. Is there another motion on the table?
Yes, Trustee Ribeiro. I move to approve item 6A, the age annuity retirement and service connected disability for Tyrone Deleuze.
No, I don't believe it was him.
To approve it. I'm moving to approve. Yes.
The Trustee Rivera is interested in doing these one by one. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. So Trustee Ribeiro made the motion. Trustee Cannon made the second. Any discussion on the side? Any discussion? All those in favor, Trustee Ribeiro?
Yes.
Trustee Cousin?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon?
Yes.
Trustee Nunez?
Yes.
Trustee McDermott?
Yes.
And I am a yes as well. The item passes.
Trustee Ribeiro, again, I move to not approve item 6B, age annuity retirement and service-connected disability for Omeda Neves.
Commissioner Nunez, seconding that motion.
Trustee Ribeiro moved to not approve item B, Omeda Neves, is that item, and Trustee Nunez seconded. All those in favor, Trustee Ribeiro?
Yes.
Trustee Nunez?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon?
Yes.
Trustee Cousin?
Yes.
Trustee McDermott?
Yes.
And I'm a yes. So the motion to not approve passes.
In continuation, I move to approve item 6C for Armando Vale.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Nunez seconds that motion.
Okay, so Trustee Ribeiro made the motion. Trustee Nunez seconded. All those in favor, Trustee Nunez.
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Yes.
Trustee Cousin?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon?
Yes.
Trustee McDermott?
Yes.
And I am a yes. That item passes.
And in conclusion, I move to approve item 6D, Linwood Lockett.
Trustee Cousin second.
Trustee Ribeiro made the motion to approve Linwood Lockett. Trustee Cousin seconded. All those in favor, Trustee McDermott?
Yes.
Trustee Cousin?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon? Trustee Cannon?
Yes.
Trustee Nunez?
Yes.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Yes.
And I am a yes, so that item passes. Moving on to item 7, death after retirement information only. Martin O'Keefe, if we could take a moment of silence. Thank you. Item 8, payment of the bills. Is there a motion to approve payment of the bills?
Motion.
Second.
Trustee Cannon made the motion. Trustee Ribeiro seconded. Any discussion on payment of the bills? Any discussion? All those in favor of approving payment of the bills? Trustee Ribeiro?
Yes.
Trustee McDermott?
Yes.
Trustee Cousin?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon?
Yes.
Trustee Nunez?
Yes.
And I am a yes. A payment of the bills passes. Is there any old business? Any new business? Trustee Cam?
I'd like us to look into, along the lines we're going to move forward next month with looking into bylaws and conduct and policy. I'd like to look into dependent survivorship. I have a member unfortunately passed away, 1957, this language in our bylaw was adopted, 2021, I think the definition of a family has somewhat changed, and the dependent 1957 clearly different mindset to what a family is today. So I'm not sure if adopted children, tax-dependent children, are survivors, but I'd like a clearer understanding of that moving forward. And I'd like to work with this board to get a better understanding of that as we move forward with blended families, with, you know, alternate lifestyle families and stuff like that. I think we need to move forward with getting a better understanding of what constitutes a dependent. We're based on the tax codes of the IRS. And if that dependent, if that child survivor is a dependent accepted by the IRS, I think that we need to consider that here also. So going forward, I'd like to look into those matters.
I think that's a good idea. I'm happy to put that on the agenda for exploration. Leanna, could you make a note of that as well?
Yes, I will put that as a note for the next monthly agenda. This might be something, as it's been discussed in other meetings, it might be more of a labor issue if it has to do with the contracts, but we can look into that because we've already done some research into this.
Okay.
This has to do with a lot of our bylaws were written in 1957 and carried forward all these years, and society has changed.
No, I understand, but in the part of the contract states what is considered.
I'm looking forward to having a further discussion on this.
Yeah, so let's not get into the details of it now until we have a little bit of time to look into things. But agreed, it's worth revisiting that conversation. Any other new business or anything else we need to raise? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Trustee Ribeiro made the motion. I saw Trustee Cannon seconded. All those in favor, Trustee Cousin?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon?
Yes.
Trustee Nunez?
Yes.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Yes.
Trustee McDermott?
Yes.
And I'm a yes as well. The meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Good to see you all.
Have a great day, everyone.
Take care.